The Test Case Explorer is a great extension for helping testers explore and manage test assets in TFS or VSTS. It complements the Test Hub by adding features and capabilities not in the product, such as the ability to copy or clone test suites and test plans. Let's start by installing it from the Visual Studio Marketplace. I've searched by the keywords Test Case Explorer, and it's the first extension found. I'll click Install, select my account, and click Continue. I'll then review the required permissions before clicking Confirm to proceed with the installation. The Test Case Explorer consists of three parts: a pivot pane to find and group test cases by dimension, a grid to manage the test cases in, and a details pane to see and manage assets related to the test case. You can see that the extension has a similar look and feel to the Test Hub to make it intuitive to use. Let's start using an existing test plan. Here you can see you can easily pivot the list by area, iteration, priority, state, and test plan. Notice that selecting test plan looks more similar to what you're familiar with in the Test Hub. When it comes to managing your test assets, you can easily open test cases, remove test cases from test suites, and create new test cases quickly and easily within the context of whichever pivot you happen to be in. The next feature of the Test Case Explorer we'll look at is the ability to easily apply filters for some of the most common scenarios, including tests not associated with any requirements, tests with requirements linking, tests not present in any suites, that is orphan tests, and tests present in multiple suites. Setting the filter back to all effectively removes any filter. Now let's focus on the details view. Notice you can select what information you wish to see in the details pane. I'll start by selecting test case 751 and then choose test suites to see which suites contain this particular test case. I can choose test results to see the results of the most recent executions of this particular test case, and I can choose linked requirements to see if this test case is linked to one or more requirements. Choosing test plans in the details pane may not make much sense initially until you learn you can drag and drop test cases into other plans or suites in this particular view. You'll see shortly there are other things we can do here as well. Let's head back to our priority pivot. Another great management feature allows us to highlight one or more test cases and then drag and drop them over to the left to change their priority to a different value quickly and easily. This also works to allow you to change area path or iteration in the same way for one or more test cases. The final feature we'll look at is the cloning operations. Let's start by cloning a test suite. Let's change our pivot to test plan and then change our details pane to test plan as well. I can now simply drag a test suite from the test plan on the left over to where I want to clone it on the right. If I hold down the Shift key, I can add it rather than move it, and if I hold down the Control key, I can choose to clone the suite into the destination. I'll go ahead and choose to clone this suite. Notice I get a dialog displayed allowing me to decide if I want to clone child suites and or clone the associated requirements. When I click Clone, you'll see that the status message is displayed in the top left corner of the screen. This disappears once the operation has completed. You'll often want to clone the entire test plan as well, for example, when you're moving from one iteration to the next. This is easily accomplished using the Test Case Explorer by clicking the Clone Test Plan button. You can choose the name of the new test plan, select the project where you want to clone the test plan to, as well as choosing area and iteration path. I'll go ahead and click Clone now. What you've seen in this short demonstration is a look at many of the great features available in the Test Case Explorer extension. Head over to the Visual Studio Marketplace now and install it and get started.